pulled it out of the hat yet.
No, no, no. All I remember is Mumbo's theme. Ikkam pokkam, ikkam
pokkam. You're still talking about Banjo-Kazooie? Yes. It's literally just like smashing on a synthesizer for everything.
Well, whatever.
They all have like pretty like slapping tunes, honestly.
Yeah, they all are. All the levels good.
And they get kind of stuck in your head.
Yeah.
I was humming one of myself before, but well, that's just a sound effect.
That sounded like Togepi.
It did. Welcome to the, you know.
Welcome to the thing that you love every 2 weeks. Welcome to
the thing that's the name of what you clicked on, because you know what it is. Or maybe it auto-played. Sometimes my phone does that.
But yeah. But hey, this is the Dreamcast. I'm Spencer, and that's Jake. And yeah. What movies have you seen?
Jake!
What movies have you seen recently?
I gotta think. I haven't done anything in a movie theater in a while. I was sick last weekend, so I actually took that opportunity to watch some movies on Netflix. I watched Visions, which is kind of like a Blumhouse horror movie, so, you know, one that they just kind of poop out for nothing and then make a lot of money. But it actually had a pretty unique idea. That one's only like, I don't know, 80 or 90 minutes on Netflix, so if you have a little time and want to get kind of like an intriguing take on a horror movie... that one's kind of cool.
Was it scary?
This lady had... Not really. Was it scary?
I was yawning. Actually,
it had a really cool cast. Isla Fisher was in it. She is in Now You See Me.
Isla Nublar. Nublar.
Freaking that's where... the island from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
No, Isla Fisher, the other island.
The other... the actual...
The redhead island. she was in it. Jillian Jacobs, who's... known for Community, was in it. And then Sheldon Cooper was in it as, like, a doctor for a little bit.
Jeez. He went from... what's that show, Big Bang Theory, to yes. Horror?
Well, I think he did it
playing in a horror
genre. I think
genre.
He did it kind of in between. He was just, like, a doctor. He kind of just played himself.
Oh, well. All right.
I also watched Hostels, which is a cool movie set after the Civil War era, kind of in the time of Reconstruction when we were going out west and... doing massive, horrible decimation to Native Americans. And Christian Bale's in it as this retired Civil War captain who has to escort a chief that he basically, like, fought war against. He has to escort him to his native lands up in, like, Montana or something safely. Or else he doesn't get his money.
That's intense.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. 'Cause it's, you know, a tale of, you know, him finding his humanity in the situation and also, you know, what it takes to get to that point while also fighting, like, Comanche Indians and, like, other dudes that they come across.
Right.
So, like, it's a pretty cool, like, Western movie. I was meaning to see it. It came out in the movie theater when I was working there and I meant to see it, but I never got the chance to. So I did it while I was sick.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Well, you?
I recently, I watched Anger Management for the first time with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a pretty good movie. I thought that the intro, the characters in the beginning were just ridiculous, and I was waiting for somebody to snap and be like, come on, nobody's actually like this. But they just glossed over it, and it became part of the movie. And I was like... all right, whatever. But it was actually good. I had heard good things about it. I thought it was hilarious. I will be using Goose Fraba on the daily with my stress. I've also watched P.S. I Love You. It's one of my favorite rom-coms. I just like how the story's told. It's all cutesy with clever scheming.
Do they play the Beatles song at all throughout it?
No.
P.S. I Love You.
Nah. No, they don't. Yeah. But it's Gerard Butler and Hilary Swank and what's her name? Phoebe from Friends and Kathy Bates playing a mom again. And you know her name? Is it Gina something?
No. I knew it offhand once, but
it's Phoebe from Friends.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a good cast, good story. And also, just watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse recently.
That's a good movie.
It's honestly one of the best movies ever made, or at least...
animated movies.
Yeah, one of the best animated movies ever constructed. Just the shots, the shots and the composition, the original storytelling strategy, and just I don't know. Just the acting on screen. I know it's all animated acting, but they really captured everything so well.
It's all down to, like, little subtle things, too. Like, I noticed it because I was watching a little bit with you today. when they first go into, like, the spider cave. And little things of, like, Miles looking at the spider suit behind the glass case and, like, his reflection is, like, way down on it. And then later on when he goes to, like, spray paint his spider suit, he fits, his reflection fits into the suit. It always fits.
It's so clever. Eventually. It's, they get everything. And also one of my favorite villains, the Prowler, in that movie, he's, like, actually threatening, he's actually menacing, and he has the capacity to stop the hero from what he's doing. And I love feeling terrified by the villain.
And he looks like Batman Deadpool.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
Sweet.
R.I.P., Uncle Aaron.
Spoilers. If you haven't seen that for the past, I don't know,
it's been years? Like, a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
Go see it.
All right.
So what are we doing today, Spence? Do we have a hat full of stuff? And I don't know.
Is that what you're shaking?
Yep.
Did you shake for Yu-Gi-Oh? Or you pull for Yu-Gi-Oh last time? I think you might have. I don't care. Just pull it.
Dude, you already did. Yu-Gi-Oh was like 3 ago. All right, we're going to do the best Gladiator movie.
Excellent. Awesome.
That's going to be
cool.
Sick. Does that mean we are writing
Grand.
It? Shut up. Does that mean we are rewriting like the movie Gladiator?
Or no, not creating? Necessarily. So this is kind of like the best sports movie that we did, except we're not constrained by director this time.
Oh, where we...
Where we cast,
created
we kind of
dodgeball.
Picked, yeah, we picked kind of loosely like the sport that we wanted to do, and then kind of went off that since we were constrained by a director. But this, we're just kind of open to whatever. So this is meant to be out of all great Gladiator movies. So Gladiator itself, and
also Gladiator.
Spartacus is a Gladiator movie. We're just gonna say Gladiator and Gladiator, and also Gladiator.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur is kind of a Gladiator
movie. Oh yeah.
Since that involves like
I did a school project
that does
on
the massive chariot race in the middle where like people actually died.
Yeah.
Or like animals died during it.
Yeah.
So our goal is to cast like who we would want in our ideal greatest Gladiator movie. I guess we got to create kind of our cast.
A structure.
Obviously, we're going to need, like, our main Gladiator dude.
The hero.
Main Glad hero. There's got to be some sort of villain. If we're kind of following, like, the Gladiator structure, the villain is usually the man.
The man.
Like, the emperor dude. Yeah. But ideally, it would be, you know, whoever's running... The show.
Yeah.
The actual show.
The Big Bad.
Big Bad.
And then the main Gladiator needs, like, at least one bestie. And also, like, a posse.
A posse. So, how big do we want our posse?
3 other men.
Okay. We'll call them Posse 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Kind of obviously going off Gladiator, for the main structure, do we want like a love interest?
Ooh.
I mean, for Maximus, it was his wife. I've never seen Ben-Hur. I don't know if there was a love interest for that.
I don't remember.
Let's
make the love interest the, bride-to-be of the emperor. Ooh. Create some tension in this
story.
You
mean the big bad?
The Big Bad's bride-to-be.
Big Bad Bride.
Yeah, that can be the love interest.
Slash, I'll put L-I for love interest. What else would we want from our Gladiator movie? Kind of like
what
a...
What animals are involved?
I had that thought, and then I also had the thought of, like, a mini-boss.
Dude, armored emus.
You know, the dude with, like, the lion helm?
Yeah.
Gladiator? Like, so somebody who's, like, a mini-boss
who's on
behalf of the big bad?
Okay.
How would we cast the animals?
Well, we just need something to pull a chariot. something to be
a horse
on a chain.
Doesn't, a tiger.
Doesn't necessarily have to be. This is
our
movie.
Are we
going to cast
specific ones, though? Like Tony the Tiger?
No. But, like, instead of a horse, what if it's a zebra or an elephant or a freaking...
Elephant made me think of Carthage.
Yeah. And instead of tigers on chains, like I said, what if it's armored emus? Or what if it's alligators and crocodiles?
We're fighting in Australia.
Yeah. What if it's just a sloth and he gets one stroke that's a one-hit kill, but it's really easy to
I'll make a separate list for animals if we want to do that.
We're just going here. Baby Yoda might be there. You know?
He's there to stop the Mudhorn.
Yeah,
and save
the
Mandalorian,
Mudhorn.
Our main hero.
Dude.
And now we just cast the Mandalorian.
What if we have the animal, the thing from Attack of the Clones. The, like, blue spidery thing
the
with the...
Ackley?
You know the
That's
name?
What it's... Are you asking me that for real?
Yes, the, like, crabby spider blue
me.
Thingy
it's
in Attack
Ackley.
Of the Clones in the freaking Colosseum scene.
Yes.
Who goes...
He goes, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
It's an Ackley.
Okay, that thing. What if that's pulling the
I
chair?
Could tell you the other two as well if we were going to make it a space gladiator movie.
Dude, why
in
not?
That arena.
Let's do it.
That's all right.
Okay.
Be a surprise animal.
Yeah.
It could be like a dystopian gladiator.
Yeah, okay.
Like if it's set in the future or something.
But for animals, we need a category pulling a chariot on a chain. And loose in the freaking arena.
Chariot chained and loose.
Yeah.
Sounds like my Saturday night.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's begin casting these mofos.
All right. So, I think I have an idea for, like, a main gladiator slash our hero. And to try to stay away from, like, big mains who have already been in it, like Russell Crowe and...
Yeah.
You know, people of the past. I think it'd be cool as tits to see Hugh Jackman
as
a main hero. Was he somebody of yours?
He was in my one of my ideas for the posse. But yes,
oh, okay.
I actually prefer him as the hero.
Hugh Jackman as a main. Because I was trying to think of like...
Either him or like Chris Evans or something.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like... Either an aged hero or, like, somebody younger, depending on what kind of movie we want to go for.
I kind of like the aged Hugh Jackman. Like, I could see Logan, that type of character.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Just being like, dragged through some
I
sort
also,
of...
I don't want to be, like, rebooting Gladiator as,
right.
like, him being, like, an old-aged general or something. But maybe somebody who's been fighting in the pits all his life.
Right. And is like the best.
Yeah.
But just can never get out. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Cool. Hugh Jackman will be our main then.
All right. I have an idea for the bestie.
Okay.
And it could go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. So if we want to go the more serious, like, mentor type of support character, I would pick Denzel. I think that would be a
Denzel
sick,
Washington?
Yeah, a sick supporting actor to
Hugh
Jackman.
He could also be... You know, also had served in the pits all his life.
Right, absolutely.
Maybe he's a casualty along the way to fuel.
And if we were going more action comedy style with this, mm-hmm. I would cast Ryan Reynolds in a heartbeat as the bestie. Just like his wisecracking Deadpool vibe, but
mm-hmm.
can also fight.
Nice.
So that was my duality there.
Nice.
And then I have some ideas for the posse.
Okay.
Now that Hugh Jackman's gone, I gotta think a little bit. But right off the bat, I thought The Rock would be a really good, like, you know, you always need a strong man
mm-hmm.
in the posse, in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was a little bit more comedic, just like the guy
The Rock isn't comedic enough?
Well, no. The guy that really isn't supposed to make it this far.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Dustin Hoffman would be great as, like, the guy who's been a gladiator.
Super aged.
Somehow
dude.
Always survives, and he's just, like, yeah, getting older.
He could be, like, the conniving, smart dude.
Yeah. But also, like, really frantic and funny.
I
thought that'd be good.
What if you replace... So you had a Hugh Jackman originally in your posse. What if you replace him with, like, a Tom Holland young kid who's, like, just thrown into the pits?
A young one could be
And he
cool,
gets
yeah.
taken in by these dudes.
I like that.
Maybe not necessarily Tom Holland, but that was the first person I thought of.
Dude, let's do Tom Holland. Right. He's got fighting experience. And the stand-in for posse number two, the Dustin Hoffman character, would be Quentin Tarantino himself.
What?
Because...
Even though this isn't a Tarantino movie?
Exactly. I think he would get a kick out of playing this role.
Maybe he should cameo somewhere. I do like the Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
The conniving, you know, smart guy who's kind of surviving everything.
Yeah.
I thought of a big bad. Ooh. Fans of Sherlock are really going to like this one. I kind of know him from a few different things, but he was in Black Mirror... a few other things. He was in Spectre, if you are a James Bond fan. He also appeared in 1917. But I'm going to go with Andrew Scott.
Who dat?
He is this dude. So in Sherlock, he played Moriarty, the main villain of that. And he is like a smart, like, psycho type of dude.
Interesting.
Who I could also see in kind of like... a managerial role, maybe as an emperor,
right?
Or also somebody who's just like running the pits, you know?
Yeah,
running the pits. but yeah, I really like him. He's one of the best actors of our time. I kind of had an idea for like a mini boss too. Now that I'm.
Yeah.
Unless you have one.
No, my ideas are kind of, they're too easy. Like the classic action stars, like Statham and Jean-Claude Van Damme, and, you know.
We do kind of need like a tanky person, I suppose.
Well, my initial thought was Terry Crews, but that's also like, he could play the comedic route as well. Mm-hmm. But if he needs to be the mini boss, we eventually probably want to kill him off.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I see the audience is liking Terry Crews too much to watch him die.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was kind of playing it safe a little bit. But, I mean, it'd be hilarious to have just randomly Nicolas Cage be the big be the mini boss. But also, people like Bruce Willis would be good. Even Wesley Snipes might be cool, or Vin Diesel. But again, those are kind of big names, easy grabs.
Mm-hmm. Well, this could also be somebody who's, like, they're helmeted the entire time until they get knocked down.
Right.
I'm, again, thinking directly from Gladiator.
Yeah?
This is more or less a reboot.
No, but it's cool. It's cool.
But, like, that dude, you know, you get the helmet knocked off at the very end, and it's revealed to be, you know, a pretty familiar face.
Right.
And...
Keanu Reeves.
Right. I did think of a bride, somebody who, you know, could still be, you know, interesting to have with Hugh Jackman, but also somebody who could be betrothed to Andrew Scott.
Yeah.
I was looking through a short list, and I really, really like Alicia Vikander.
Who that?
She is, I first saw her in Ex Machina. She played kind of the android in that movie.
Oh, I've
she's
seen
also
her
the
before.
New. She's in the new Lara Croft movies.
Yep. Okay.
Or movie.
Yeah.
There's only one so far. She's been in a lot of other stuff too. I think she was in Brooklyn, maybe. It was a different movie. But she's an awesome actress. She has that kind of. Greco-Roman glow to her as well, I think. And like I said, I could see her being kind of a love interest to both someone a little bit younger, like Andrew Scott, but also Hugh Jackman, who's just a tank,
a
no freaking matter
beast,
what his
yes.
age is. So that's what I would go with.
I think I have a potential mini-boss, but I don't want to waste his talent and experience as being a mini boss. So if we could hypothetically write his character to be super complex and integral to the story, Lawrence Fishburne would be a great mini boss.
That'd be pretty sweet.
He's a big dude and he's pretty intimidating just by telling you about the Matrix. I think that would be a sick mini boss, and maybe he gets super wounded and is crucial to actually defeating the big bad or something.
Yeah.
But I think
my thinking is he gets spared in the end. Yeah. Even though, like, Andrew Scott he does the thumbs down, like, kill him.
Oh, just like in Gladiator? Yeah.
It's a direct reboot. All
right, that's fine.
Sweet.
Now we just got some animals running around.
Maybe some other way, somebody that we could throw into this mix to differentiate it from Gladiator, but also still keep it a Gladiator movie.
Have, like, somebody from not the Roman city be involved, like someone who lives in the outskirts or in a, like, secluded tribe or something that makes their way into the story somehow. Like a completely fish out of water scenario.
I want Donnie Yen.
Yes. Absolutely.
The fish out of water.
Yeah.
Somebody who comes in and
maybe he's like tracking the main hero or like hunting him or something.
Something like that, just to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's going to, you know, being
do some work on some Roman guards.
Being from the east, there's going to be some tension with him coming into, like, the European right. cities. But anyone who tries to mess with him, he just rips apart. Because Donnie Yen's a cool fucking dude.
Yeah, he freaking is. Have you ever seen The Iron Monkey?
No.
Oh, well.
Ip Man is on my list. And I know it's on
IP
Netflix.
Man?
Yes.
Or Ip.
IP Man.
IP. Funny colors. It's really cool. It is. Yeah, it's really cool. I love all those movies. Nice. Anyway. So we got some animals that need to be casted.
Yeah.
So what's pulling the chariot, Spence?
I don't know. If we were to keep this set in Europe, it would probably be like a horse, or if it's, you know, a little closer to like Turkey, maybe camels.
Camels
aren't super quick though, so
true.
Maybe they, you know. Maybe we say Andrew Scott is, like, a very opulent villain who, like, brings in, like, gazelles or something.
Let's say zebras. Just why not?
Zebra chariots.
That is cool. I mean, that's, like, a power move. Like, we don't have just horses. We have freaking zebras.
What's going to be chained?
Chained up? I think it should be a mix of crocodiles and some sort of big cat that's not a tiger.
I was going to say loose animal could be a panther.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, make it two.
Two panthers?
Two panthers. Just because.
I'll just say panthers, plural.
Yeah. Okay, so then chained up needs to be crocodiles.
Well, chained, quote-unquote, could also be like...
Right, restrained.
There's a, you know, they set up the arena once where there's like a moat around it.
Yeah.
And there's gators or crocodiles sitting in the moat.
Mm-hmm.
Have some unfortunate dude fall in and just
gets,
like, death rolled.
Yep. Crocodiles and piranhas.
I think the panther thing would be cool if, like, you had, like, sort of a nighttime-style arena where, like, you couldn't see them.
That would be sick. And you couldn't see the moat.
Right.
You wouldn't know where the edge is. And there's, like, strategically lit places with torches.
Yeah.
That would be intense.
Like, you make it almost like a football stadium.
Yeah.
Deal, where, like... Oh, all right, audience, we have a special treat for you today.
Yeah.
And then they, like, throw a tarp over the fucking, you know, Coliseum and, you know, close off sunlight.
They had a way to do that, actually. They had, like, this pulley system that would bring cloths over.
Yeah.
Or, like, big
something
flags
like that,
or something.
Just to, like, make it completely dark.
That'd be
intense.
And
then they release panthers into the arena.
Because why not? Mm-hmm. Panther Gladiator movie. Freaking love it. Do the recap, Spence.
All right, so our main hero for the best Gladiator movie of all time.
Ooh.
Hugh Jackman. As, you know, an aged gladiator who's fought all his life in the ring.
No Wolverine claws or adamantium.
Nope. But we could have a nod to it. Like, he's got...
That'd be sweet.
Some sort of, like, you know...
He, like, picks up a triple claw.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool.
Everybody knows he's Wolverine. The big bad, who is, you know, maybe like the new slave driver or is an emperor, that sort of thing. Andrew Scott, best known from Sherlock as Moriarty. The bestie of the main hero, so Hugh Jackman's main dude who has grown up with him all his life in the pits, Denzel Washington.
Yes.
And then their friends, the posse, the Warriors 3.
The Warriors 3. Denzel and the Warriors 3.
We have The Rock, Dustin Hoffman, and Tom Holland in there with a potential Quentin Tarantino mix in.
Maybe he could be posse number 4 that gets killed right away.
I was going to say, maybe he's number 3 who gets killed and then replaced by Tom Holland.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would be like a fresh recruit.
Because, like, The Rock is kind of the big, tough dude. Dustin Hoffman's been,
Marty Pan.
Intelligencing his way the whole thing. And then Tom Holland is the fresh meat.
Yeah.
The bride of the big bad, whatever role he might play in this movie, Alicia Vikander, best known for Ex Machina and Tomb Raider. And then a mini-boss fight at some point in the arena, as run by Lawrence Fishburne. Big, tough dude, probably balances, because he's kind of up there in age, maybe he's a long-running rival with Hugh Jackman and, Denzel or something.
Yeah. Well, his character as, the king of the whatever in the John Wick series is really perfect for this.
Yeah. And then a fish out of water kind of wild card that gets thrown into the mix as either a hunter or someone from a distant land just kind of thrown in to mix it all up. Donnie Yen.
And mess some people up.
If you aren't too sure who Donnie Yen is, I think the biggest movie he's been in was probably Star Wars Rogue One. He played Chirrut Imwe, who was the blind force believer.
Staff wielding.
That guy. But he's also been in, Ip Man and many martial arts movies. Yep. He's going to be in Mulan, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out soon. Yeah, he's going to be, a general or something.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely see him in that.
Mulan's going to be sick.
And then we're going to have some unique animals. Unique New York. our chariots are going to be pulled by zebras in the chariot races.
Because power move.
There's going to be a chained-up section. Or a moat, perhaps, in one of the battles filled with crocodiles. And then potentially a night battle or a dark-themed battle with panthers loose in the Colosseum. And Hugh is going to have to fight them off.
Dude, this movie is going to be intense.
It's actually an MCU tie-in.
Right.
It's us bringing Wolverine in with the Black Panther.
And Wakanda's secretly running the whole show.
Chadwick Boseman is actually the big bad.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's really cool.
Dude, I would see this 1,000 times. Yep. This would be so cool.
Agreed.
Man.
Maybe they'll make it one day.
So, hey, Hollywood, tune into the Dreamcast and give us jobs because we're so good at this.
Yeah, we are. Except you also have to negotiate contracts. And make sure that people are interested. Casting for other people.
That's logistics for someone else to figure out.
That was legitness.
That was legitness.
This is legitness.